them away and suffer every single step of the way. We're all completely screwed. Well, if our dominant notion makes life tough enough and our perverse love for light make it even more rough, what about the fact that our family's the same dosha? So those poor old kaffir girls and boys get a slow start with sedentary toys, fed comfort food on a daily basis, while the bitter kids get a pushy mom who wants top grades and every trophy won. Whatever you've done will never be good enough. We're all completely screwed. Suffer every single step of the way. We're all completely screwed. So we're crazy, our family's crazy, we're doomed to a crazy life. So who do we pick for a husband or a wife? Well, somebody who's our kind of crazy. So Kaffa wants some company at home. Hitta wants someone with a real backbone. And Vada, what about poor old Vada? A Vada woman wants a life that's full. Goes for a butterfly instead of a bull. Gets a guy who can't finish anything he starts. And Vada gets what Vada gives, and Vada lovers have Vada kids, and soon there's Vada booty through your home. We're all completely screwed. All our lives are utterly doomed. The only perverted pleasure in the place is that everyone can die in their own special way. We're all people you choose to be around. Now Peter wants a high pressure career. They got a lot to prove. It's failure they fear. They choose competitive or subservient friends that pay dividends. Statistically, obesity's contagious. If you have fat friends, you're 57% more likely to be fat. So Kaffa folks, beware. Go there. We're all completely screwed. Yes, we're all completely screwed. We're all gonna die in a preventable way and suffer every single step of the way. We're all completely screwed.